Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go get to a couple calls on George Pickens before we talk about Joey Porter Jr. How do you feel about that, Bob?
It's your show. I'm just part of it.
It's not my show. And that was a passive aggressive.
No, it isn't.
That was a passive aggressive.
It's not passive aggressive.
Felt tip.
It's always been the Joe show. I'm just along for the ride. I told you I'm your caddy, much like golf.
It's the Pomp and Joe show with Austin City Limits Bechtold. That's the way it's known
Bechtold now.
That's the way it'll be known well into the future. I keep having people tell me they know a former principal at Baldwin named Bechtold and that's not your dad, that they think it is.
That's correct. It is not my dad, not my relative, but my dad did go to Baldwin at the time that Mr. Bechtold was the principal and sometimes acted like he was his uncle.
The last part I didn't expect. He sometimes acted like he was his uncle. Bob, do we have an impersonation situation happening here?
I mean, it could very well be.
No, he's just having fun.
Is this Frank Abagnale and Catch Me If You Can?
I love that. By the way, on Broadway, that was an unbelievable. It was terrific.
You know any
Catch
other
Catch Me If You Can. Didn't
Starkies?
Last long, which
what
I was surprised.
What a great movie.
But a great Broadway production.
How about the guts on that guy, Bob? Pretends he's a pilot, pretends he's a doctor, anything else?
I mean, he was that smart. And there are a lot of people out there like that, which is why all this digital stuff is moving in a way that's so fast, I can't keep up with it.
It's like me pretending I'm a radio host, but I'm getting away with it. Who do we have, Limits?
Let's go to Scott and Jeanette.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, I had a question. I don't agree with what George Pickens does. I believe I heard somebody earlier on your show make the statement, bring Larry Fitzgerald in and teach him how to play football with a little class. I believe that firmly. But my question is this. If some of the flags are throwing for taunting and unsportsmanlike conduct are being thrown, how in the hell are they allowing teams defensively that intercept a ball at the 1-yard line to run the length of the field and slide into the end zone and
take pictures.
It's
such a great question.
It is a great question.
I got one for you. Jamar Chase, was it last week? where he caught a touchdown pass and then skirted the goal line and waited and waited and waited and then stepped over at the last second.
That's taunting.
That was the very definition of taunting.
That's where you hope the ball would somehow get out of his hand, fumble, and someone would recover.
Who did they play? What game am I thinking of there, Bob?
Chargers? Or no.
I think it was the Chargers.
But
I think
whatever.
That's the very definition.
What taunting is. It's like looking back and holding the football up in somebody's face who's 10 yards behind you.
He did actually hold the ball. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And this guy makes a great point. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think it's an excellent point. You get that from the people of Jeanette. They make great points when they call.
It's the worst rule in all of football. You know, they say you're not allowed to get up and you know, jaw in somebody's face, and apparently there's magical words you can use. This is football. I would encourage anybody out there to take a game and just watch for that over the course of a game after every play, what happens. You see guys stare at the sidelines at their former coaches all the time. And I still think about that Cassius Marsh play, if you want to call it that, and what a joke that call was. But I don't know, Bob. Do we really need Larry Fitzgerald to give out lessons here?
Well, I always admired that about Larry. And I've told him, you just got to keep playing the game.
I know, who is Larry Fitzgerald? I mean, who was like Larry Fitzgerald is what I mean by that. Is there anybody
Am I wrong in thinking that Terry McLaurin's like that a little bit? I've never seen him do anything. He catches a lot of touchdown passes for Washington.
I think it's sort of unrealistic to expect a guy to act like Larry Fitzgerald. I want Pickens to play with exuberance. I want him to be himself. I think you can slightly curtail your post-catch behavior,
isn't that what's supposed to be like when you score a touchdown? They've allowed you to show sport to personality.
Yeah,
they've allowed that. That's where you do it. When you do it after a 15-yard catch, why
doesn't everybody in the league do it after? Or when they get a first down, they get up and point first down and everything else. I mean, I'd like the game to be like it was, played in. Well, even then, I was going to say the 70s or 80s, but guys celebrated then too, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's fun. Do you have a problem when
when they decided to let guys express themselves after the thing about defense. I don't like that. That could be a delay of the game also if you take it too far. Like the guy said, the caller from Jeanette, if you make an interception at the 5-yard line, you run all the way to the other where the camera is. Okay. It's taken too much time.
Everybody's doing it. Sometimes those are ridiculous when you're losing in a game and stuff like that. And you want to do the group photo and all that.
Well, see, that's...
I think it's a minor alteration.
That's a bad look for anyone who does it. When you're getting clobbered and you score and then you do something like that. Not that he would, I think, in those situations, but...
It's like, is it something to practice? Like, can we get the last 5 minutes of practice? Everybody help George with his celebrations. Like, don't drop. Here's things you don't do. Don't stand over a guy and stare down. I'm not saying he's done all these things, but don't stand over a guy and stare down at him. That's taunting. Don't throw or drop the football on a guy. That's taunting. Okay. Don't come anywhere close to anybody even having a hint of an idea that you might have just shot a gun, because they're very vigilant, whether we believe that that's right or wrong of the league to go overboard on that. They're very vigilant about it right now. So don't do it or anything close to it. Don't punt the ball into the stands. Actually, I don't care about that one. That's just a fine on you.
Yeah, he's going to get fined. That's what his choice was there.
So how about a do's and don'ts for George's celebrations? Take 5 minutes out of practice and maybe save your season to keep him from doing that in one of these huge upcoming games, Bob. The do's and don'ts for George.
All right.
Do you like that?
I think it would take a lot of time and effort, because there's always something that you can do that would –
How about give him three no-nos for after plays? Don't stand over a guy?
Standing over a guy. Who got called for that recently? It wasn't George Pickens. It was somebody else.
Are you talking about the Penn State-Ohio State game?
Yes. That was a good call based on the guy from Penn State did it, right?
Yes. It happens all the time in games.
I mean, he just stood up, but he shouldn't have done it.
But I see it all the time not get called to.
Right.
But he's George. All right. That was Tomlin's point, is you're George. So how about this, Bob? Take 10 seconds at the end of practice and say, here's three things not to do. Don't stand over a guy, don't drop a ball on him, and don't shoot a gun. Okay? Now, if you can invent something other than that...
Don't go to your throat either with one of those things.
Or your throat. Yeah. Okay, that's four. Seriously.
I know.
That's four. Don't do those things. Do what Najee does. Make a first down gesture. That's always nice.
Yeah.
Do something like that. There's four don'ts.
I can't believe we're spending a lot of time on whether or not we should, what you should and shouldn't do when you manage cats.
I know, but it could cost them cost them a division.
Well, I mean, that...
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
That's the best advice of all.
What are you doing?
And that was Pickens earlier this season. It does get tiresome, even though I've seen more than what he did not called. Like Tomlin said, he's
Do you
George.
Remember when they called twerking?
Yes.
On Antonio Brown
yes.
in the end zone?
Yes.
Not a lot of twerk.
All right, that's number five.
Don't twerk.
Don't stand over a guy. Don't throw the ball at him. No guns, no knives, no twerking. How about that? No slashing gesture, no shooting gesture.
How about Joe Horn bringing out a Sharpie and signing, you know.
Can he bring out a phone? Can we get George a phone?
Yeah, we'll deal with that when it comes up.
That would be good. Pull out the phone and call somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, if he can avoid those five things, slashing, what could be interpreted as a shooting motion, dropping the ball on somebody, standing over them, and what was the last one, Bob? I forget now. If he can come up with something outside
twerking.
Of twerking, outside of those five.
I don't think he's
five,
a twerker, though. He doesn't look like a twerker to me.
And be creative enough to get a taunting foul outside
Have
of those five.
Twerked?
You give him credit.
Have you ever done
I've
it?
Never twerked.
You ever try? It's good for your golf game, actually.
No, did you?
Yeah, you can get your golf game improve your hip action and rotation by twerking.
Have you twerked?
No, I can't say that I have.
When and where did you twerk?
It's just good for your back.
It is?
Yeah.
Seems like it would be bad for your back.
No. It gets moving the lower back muscles, and yeah, you should try it.
When's the last time you twerked?
I don't know.
Are you twerking in a TikTok video anywhere?
No, won't do that.
Next.
Let's go to Joe in the car.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Happy
hey,
holidays.
Hey, Joe. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, we're
Yeah,
we're
I mean, I agree
foolish.
With the George Pickens thing. I mean, it's like... You watch through the years of guys celebrating after, and then there's a point where, like, are you celebrating for you or the taunting is so up in the air? It's like when I watched two times during the game Broderick come up to him and try to have a conversation with him because they're former teammates, or even Cam
yeah.
in the last 10 seconds of the game in his ear on the sidelines.
When Broderick Jones is coming up to you as the voice of reason, you're probably out of bounds.
Right. Like, so, I mean, you have people in your ear during the game trying to just curb the enthusiasm, so to speak. Like, we love the emotion. You can't get over watching the guy. But then, you know, after the play's over, you just have to be smart. I mean, you almost got thrown out for taunting.
Well, let me ask you this.
You lose the player altogether.
What's your first name again?
Joe Capone.
How could I forget that?
Joe Capone. Any relation to Al?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Down deep in that.
Yeah.
Those Italians, we're all related somehow. I may be related to you, Joe.
Possibly, right?
Joe, would you back this approach with Pickens? This was Todd with the afternoon show earlier this year. I forget whether Pickens had quit in a game at that point, wasn't running routes, was pulling somebody's face. I forget what was happening. But this man, Todd, couldn't understand why the leadership core in the locker room didn't approach him. So I'm wondering if you would advocate for this move. Do you like that advice? Joe, exactly. Are you on board with that?
There are certain, and I guarantee you it happens. Like, what happens in a locker room happens in a locker room, and what's presented on the field is totally different. And so, I mean, behind the scenes, we're not supposed to know what goes on in there and their conversations they're having or what, you know, who as a veteran. I think in the actual position room for wide receivers, we are lacking a veteran that really has been there that can show you the Steeler way. The Hineses or the Yanceys, or, I mean, it doesn't matter how far you want to go back. Just somebody in the room when the young guy comes in to go, hey, man, this is what it takes.
To go, hey,
calm down. We need
what are you doing?
You're a bigger part of a puzzle.
I got to believe that those conversations are held a lot. I mean, they know what's going on. I mean, you know, again, all of that stuff is kind of nuisance nonsense. I was more, of all the things that have happened, the way that he was taken out, or he took out Newsom in that Cleveland game, was, you know, not that that play has a good percentage chance of working on a Hail Mary, but he's supposed to be in a much different position on that play, and he got engaged somehow, some way there that it took him right out of the play.
So. All right, Bob, we each get 1 minute on Joey Porter Jr. Your thoughts, Tomlin? Tomlin basically said, you know, we're not going to get, I think the word he used was gooned by T. Higgins. You have to be physical. I got the impression that Tomlin didn't have a huge problem with this, that he felt maybe that the game was called tightly. Your thoughts on Porter's day and Porter's season?
Well, overall, I think he's had a very good season. I think the success rate when you throw in his direction is not very high, so that's good. You know, the thing about yesterday was he's up against a guy who's a big receiver who can go up and get it just like he can. He's tall. He could take advantage of that. But he's had that rap about using too many hands and getting involved. He's always there in coverage with somebody. The one in the end zone, that was his two penalties and one play call. I think he just kind of lost perspective of what was going on and ended up thinking that play he had to tackle the guy because he was out of position.
My God, I can't even keep
track
of them.
That was the worst. But he's going to be on top of guys. And some crews let you get away with it more than others. Yesterday was one of those days where he wasn't. I'm not saying that he has to... he has to change that because he's going to be called. Now that has been called on a regular basis, the word gets out that he's using his hands a lot. So he has to technique-wise change that. And I think Mike Tomlin realizes that that's something they have to work on. He wasn't going to get mad at him because he took five penalties, because a lot of those were calls that sometimes are or not made. They need him to be a very good player for them. And I think largely he has been in coverage very good for them this year.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I think I'm with PFF, who gives him a horrible grade. I wouldn't go that far at all. I think with him, he's had some really good games. I thought the Ravens game might have been the best of his career.
He was terrific.
He had Zay Flowers at times in that game. People thought it was a bad matchup, and he proved to be a good matchup on his end. PFF has him at a 51-7, which is 101st. Out of 114.
I don't believe that at all.
Out of 114 corners.
You believe that? You believe he's that low on the totem pole? I've seen him cover guys, a lot of good guys. Was C.D. Lamb his responsibility in the Dallas game?
Might have to look about that and look closer at that.
But
I think he's been up and down, though.
He has been.
And probably.
But I think the way he plays, he's going to be with you the whole time. He's not going to, if he plays man-to-man, he's with you. And then it's just a hand-fighting situation. You have to be watchful of, no question.
I thought he was going to take a bigger step forward this year, but the biggest games are yet to be played. I think it's been wildly inconsistent. And I think once you start getting a rep for holding and being overly physical, it can be really problematic with a certain officiating crew. Having said that, neither T. Higgins or Jamar Chase wrecked the game by any means yesterday. Burrow had a really good game. He had 300 yards, but neither one of those guys was running up and down the field like it was a track meet. You know what I mean? It's like, I compare it to fouling a guy in basketball. You know, all right, I'll give you that. I'm going to be physical with you. You better make your free throws. You better be able to drive the ball down the field and score. And in key moments, they couldn't. You know, Burrow turned it over three times. So I didn't mind it overall. I didn't think it was game-wrecking on Porter's part, really. I didn't. But,
no,
but
I still
but
love
I
his...
think he, I wish he would have taken a bigger step so far this year.
Okay, but I still think I'd rather have a guy who's going to be in somebody's face most of the way down the field, and I think he is that player.